Ridley Market. Just say the name and pictures appear in your mind, full of fresh, healthy food, produce stands, meat, seafood, and international offerings, crafts, musicians, gardeners, poets, politicians, and people. All ages, races, incomes, and ethnicities. Findlay Market attracts millions of shoppers who bring tens of millions of dollars to the vendors and to the city. It's one of Cincinnati's most cherished institutions. I'm Elaine Deal for Around Cincinnati. Tonight, we'll catch up on this dynamic, diverse market with Kelly Lancer, Communications and Program Director at Findlay Market. Welcome to WVXU, neighbor.
Well, thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Do you remember your first visit to Findlay?
I do. I was in college, and I was actually doing a project on Findlay Market. And so I got to really get to know the vendors right away. I remember going down and just being totally entranced and amazed at my first experience at Findlay Market, and I never left.
Love at first sight, indeed. Give us a really quick history of this remarkable market. I know James Findlay, for whom it's named, was a mayor at one time, right?
He was. He was also in the U.S. Army. Back in the 1850s, when Findlay Market first became a public market, he and his wife donated the land to the city of Cincinnati for use of a public market. So at that time, the neighborhood was developing. A lot of German immigrants were moving to the neighborhood, and he wanted a place that people could come, they could trade, they could sell their items. And Findlay Market has stuck around for more than 160 years at this point.
And at the time, there were other markets, but they were all made out of wood,
yes,
right? And eventually burned down or rotted away. Findlay was made out of iron.
It was. And that was actually the reason that the opening of the market was delayed about 3 years. It is made out of wrought iron steel, which was the first time that that was done in any sort of architecture around Cincinnati. And so it has withstood the test of time. It is still the market house frame today.
How unique is Findlay? Did you study other cities and towns to see if they had markets like Findlay?
Yeah, so Findlay Market is unique in, I think, its mixture of products. Because we are located in downtown Cincinnati, we are home to the grocery store for many people. So we have about two-thirds grocers, and we're about one-third prepared foods. And then on the weekends, we actually have the city's number one farmer's market. So in the warm months, you can see upwards of 40 additional farmers visiting the market, and then an additional 30 to 40 prepared food people setting up on the south side, and additional arts and crafts vendors on the north side.
We're visiting with Kelly Lancer, Communications and Program Director at Findlay Market, talking about what's going on. Everything's going on at the market. I love the farmer's market aspect,
yes,
that you can walk by and still hear someone saying, "Me for a dollar." Mm-hmm. Everything in,
yep,
that in that basket, everything on that table is a buck. It's so much fun. You can pick and touch your produce,
yes,
and feel it for freshness and make deals, mm-hmm, and barter. Now, it's always open. It's year-round, but summers are really special at Findlay Market. So what are some of the new things at Findlay this summer, and what are some of the same things you're bringing back?
Sure. So summer is fun at Findlay Market. You see all of the farmers coming, usually in May, and that's when you can get the local products, of course. So once again, this summer, we will host the craft beer series in our Over the Rhine beer garden. We will have the cocktails. We will have music at the market every Friday and Saturday. We have our additional vendors setting up on the north side and south side. So all of that looks the same as it every other year, but what we're doing this year is actually extending our hours on Wednesday evenings so that more people can do their grocery shopping during the week.
How much emphasis is there on local produce at Findlay?
So on the weekends, it's all local in the farmer's market farm shed. We also have a store that the Corporation for Findlay Market manages called Dirt, a Modern Market, and it is a local-only store. So we work with farmers and artisans on consignment. What we learned was that shoppers wanted the products on the weekends during the week, but the farmers are so busy, they have other places they need to be. And so what we do is we source those products from farmers and sell it at a reasonable cost to shoppers. And then we give nearly 80% of that profit back to the farmers. So during summer months, you can find local produce available 6 days a week at Findlay Market.
Is there a waiting list to get a spot at the market?
Inside the market, there is a waiting list. We do have openings to be an outdoor vendor year-round. So we are continuously rotating new people in and out just to provide opportunities for more people.
Do you think that Findlay Market was instrumental in the Over the Rhine revitalization? Would that have happened without Findlay, or did Findlay kind of get that thing going?
Yeah, so Findlay Market has always been an anchor institution in Over the Rhine. I believe that north of Liberty, the development that exists and is going on right now is solely due to Findlay Market being located there.
What's the impact of the streetcar?
The streetcar has been fantastic for us. So we have two stops at the market, one on the Elm Street side and one on the Ray Street side. And so what we're seeing is an uptick in people coming during lunch during the week. So previously, people who live and work downtown may not have wanted to move their cars, didn't have time to come up for lunch, but now they can jump on the streetcar, come have lunch, and then head back to the office. And then on the weekends, we're seeing a lot of families that are visiting the market for the first time ever or the first time in a long time. So they will be down at Smale Park, they will be down at the Banks or Reds game, and they'll look up and say, oh, Findlay Market. I would like to go there. And so they're making an extra trip to the market that they otherwise wouldn't have before the streetcar.
And there's also some classes offered, programs on healthy nutrition. Is the market accepting WIC and EBT payments?
Yes. So not only do most of the merchants accept them, we are a third-party distributor of SNAP Plus. And so during the warm months when the farmers are out, the farm shed is full. We have what's called an education tent sitting right outside of the farmer's market where we can administer the produce perks tokens that can be used in the farm shed because we know that a lot of the farmers don't have the capabilities to accept those. And so those tokens can be used both at our farmer's market as well as our farm stands.
I've noticed Findlay also reaching out into the community with some market farm stands. I've seen signs in Walnut Hills, Evanston, and Price Hill. Is that a fairly new development?
So the Farm Stand program is in its fourth year. We are, like you said, in Walnut Hills, Evanston, and Price Hill. What we learned is that it is difficult for some people to get to the farmer's market during the weekends. A lot of people work. A lot of people have trouble bringing a large family to the farmer's market. You know, on Saturday mornings, you're kind of pushing up against people, kind of fighting through the farmer's market. And so what we do is work with local communities that need that fresh produce, the fresh product in their neighborhoods. And so we have retrofitted actually shipping containers and we set up on site during the warm months in each of those communities once a week and we sell product.
I feel like we could talk about Findlay for about 3 hours. There's so much going on. But one other aspect I want to touch on is the market is very green. Can you talk a little bit about some of the sustainability measures? I know you're doing a lot of recycling, gardening.
Sure. So we have a whole composting system next to our north parking lot that is available for use for all of our merchants and all of our vendors. In addition, we previously ran a farming program that has since shut down just because the land was being donated to us and is currently being developed soon.
Findlay Market's on the National Historical Registry, but history is being written there every day. Mm-hmm. Findlay's truly a living landmark in Cincinnati, linking uptown with downtown and the past with the future. It's a place where you can pick up dinner, have dinner, listen to music, see friends. All the information on Findlay Market can be found through our website, wvxu.org, linked to Findlay Market's website. My guest today has been Kelly Lancer. She's the Communications and Program Director at Cincinnati's Findlay Market. Kelly, thank you. Have a great summer at Findlay.
Thank you so much.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal.